B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now we have Amy Peterson, who's on the phone. Her little daughter, Gracie, had a story that's actually making headlines. They're scheduled to be on CNN to talk about this later on, involving a father-daughter dance that they were not allowed to go to. Mom was going to take her daughter to the father-daughter dance, and the school said no. Just to real quick, Amy, if you could just tell us the story and the stuff that we don't necessarily know about little Gracie.
They had a sweetheart dance back before Valentine's Day, but Gracie has been in and out of the hospital since October. And unfortunately, she missed that dance because she was in the hospital. And the school knew that, and Gracie found out about the father-daughter dance, and she asked me if I would be her date. And, of course, I accepted. We decided, we both came up with the idea that I would dress up like a man. She thought it was the neatest thing ever, and that's what we did. And an hour before the dance, the principal called my phone. We were already dressed, and we were excited, and because she had already told her friends that her mommy was coming dressed like her father, and, you know, and they're like, no, she's not. You're not coming. You know, so she's been getting a lot of grief about her, you know, fatherless home, because they don't understand. They're too young to understand.
And how old is Gracie?
She's six.
Six years old.
Yes, sir.
And the principal said, no, you can't come dressed as a man?
She said that I needed to find a replacement. This was an hour before on a Friday night, and she has an uncle, but he's working. He's got three kids of his own, so it was really hard to find a replacement, you know, and that sort of notice. It was heartbreaking to have to tell that child that she couldn't attend.
There's a picture online of her with a guy. That's you, dressed as a guy?
That's me. Yeah, that's me.
You know what? That's really actually very good.
Thank you.
You did a great job. I mean, if the principal called me, I'd have been like, sure, okay, I won't go. I'm going to send a dude. And then I would have still gone as you, because that was really believable.
Thank you. But I wanted to save her the public humiliation of going up there and them turning us away.
Your story really hit close to home for me, because my goddaughter does not have a father. And I am her father figure. They've called me Auntie Daddy from the beginning.
Do you go to father-daughter dances?
I go to anything that she wants me to go to. If it's father-daughter, grandfather, grandmother, whatever, if she needs somebody there to represent her, I am there, period.
It's important.
Well, I got to say this. Number one, Gracie is so lucky that she has both a mom and a dad in you.
Absolutely.
And that you love her so much, and you're taking great care of her. Number two, I really am listening to your story, and I feel so bad about this, and I want Gracie to be able to have a good time and have a happy thing that we can actually provide. So we're going to give you guys a family four-pack of passes to Six Flags. You can take her out there and have fun with her and a couple of friends or whatever.
Oh, my gosh, y'all. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
That is so sweet. She is so amazed by all the support she's getting. And I told her, I said, there's a lot of negative out there, but people don't understand if they've never walked a mile in anybody's shoes. And it's not our place to judge anybody.
God bless. Well, hang on 1 second, all right? Carol, get your information.
Thanks,
and
guys.
You keep in touch,
you.
Okay? Absolutely. Hang on one
Thank
sec.
You.
Go onto our Instagram page and see the picture of Amy with Gracie, and Amy's dressed like a man. I looked at that picture closely, and I thought that
it's
was a
great guy.
Like, I was confused
it's
by
great.
It. Yeah, check it out on Instagram, B98.5.